And let's see, in my hand, this is my
phone. Oh, palm of your hand.
Did you call that Pam?
Palm.
Let's see, these are my two
thumbs.
Well,
knuckles.
Well, I'm thinking of. Got them all wadded up. I'm gonna fight.
Fist.
And place where your arms bend or your legs bend, you say, are your
wrist or your joints.
And this is my
chest.
And these are my
shoulders.
And what do you call this part of the leg?
That's the calf of your leg. Oh, a calf down here. Let's see. That's a
maybe up in here too.
Well, that's your hip.
And how about down in here? Is that the haunch?
I don't know. What you call the haunch or what you call it?
I don't either. I can't find out what the haunches are.
I can't either. Haunch. Well, you sit down on your haunches.
Is that my rump?
Yeah.
If someone can lift 300 pounds, you say he's mighty
strong.
And he has lots of
vitality, energy, strength.
And if someone is always telling jokes and smiling and laughing, you say he's mighty
jolly.
But if someone is always tripping over something and can't go through the door without bumping the screen.
Stumbling.
You say he's mighty.
Mighty awkward.
I think I have that trouble. Someone who never spends a dime, you say, is
he's tight and stingy.
How about someone
who's tight as a bark on a hickory tree?
How about a person who has lots of energy and is always doing something? Say a person's 90. You say, boy, oh boy, he's
90. He's energetic.
You ever, you ever say quite lively or quite spry?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. He's a spry old feller.
Boy, it's a pleasure to see those people, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed.
But you mentioned your mother. Was she, how long was she that way?
How's that?
Well, how's your mother? Is she pretty spry for her age?
No, she's in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's a pity.
She had what's known as flea bites here. That's where your varicose veins, you know, collapse. Mm-hmm. And came very near losing her about 4 years ago. And since that time, she's been in a wheelchair.
Oh, dear.
However, she does well, she doesn't hear and doesn't see too good. Doesn't hear at all out of one ear, very little out of the other. But her mind is just as alert as was, well, ever was for that matter. She can hear the radio, or TV radio, and she keeps up on the news, and she keeps up on politics. And she'll keep up on the ball game. She'll tell you who's going to win the pennant. Try to.
If a fella has a lot of courage, you say there aren't many things that he's.
There are not many things he can't do.
And if a fella has no fear, you say he's not what?
He's not afraid of anything.